This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Chris Ronayne, the county executive, was on with Daryl Ryder on Sunday. We just had Ed Orcutt on. He is the mayor of Brook Park. He was on his way down to Columbus to go talk to someone in the state legislature, I'm assuming, a little bit more about the proposed dome in Brook Park. And we had a chance to get, I thought the mayor was extremely professional.
Professional is a great way of putting it.
And you said this best, I think, in the break, and I agree with you, that there just wasn't a whole lot of emotion. It was all, you know, trying to be factual. I think the biggest takeaway is, as we sit here and talk about the future and people talk about jobs and they talk about taking things away from downtown and making downtown, like, where was the uproar when, you know, and he had, because I've always been curious about that Ford plant because, one, I've got a buddy who works out there too, but the other part of it is you think about how, you know, vibrant that Ford plant was at one point, and now, you know, there's too much land there, enough land that they're able to build a dome there now. And I, you know, he said they'd lost 14,000 jobs. Brook Park lost 14,000 jobs when Ford decided
it's a lot of jobs, Andy,
to downgrade the plant itself. And the folks that are working out there, you know, bless you. And I'm glad you guys still have jobs out there, and guys and gals that still have jobs out there. And, you know, that's what makes our city run is the hardworking people that we have here. So, you know, here's an opportunity to transform a, you know, former plant into something that we all could use. You know, I look at this every once in a while too. Up by Twinsburg, there was a Chrysler plant there for a long time. I mean,
sure,
as long as I could ever remember.
Right there on 82.
Yeah, right at 82 in the freeway as you're heading towards Kent. And I look at, you know, what is progress, and to see what the city of Twinsburg had done to put all of these, like, there's all kinds of warehouses and major corporations that now sit in a land where Chrysler once sat. And I look at that and I'm like, wow, man, talk about forward thinking. You know, they took something that was devastating to a community and, you know, recreated it. They, you know, they figured out a way to make it a vibrant industrial area that, you know, was once dead after Chrysler moved out of there. So I don't know. I look at that a lot of times, and I think about that whenever I drive by that Ford plant up at the airport where they want to put the new dome. What else did you think about what Ed had to say?
I just think it was, he obviously is all on top of this thing, knows what it would mean for his community, knows what it would mean for our region.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't grow up in Cleveland. I grew up in Akron. I've considered this a region.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the way I've always looked at it. And I think people who grew up specifically in Cleveland or right on the cusp of the city view things differently. I think there's just a different outlook on things from people. And I'll never know what it was like to grow up right around the city of Cleveland. And those folks will never know what it was like to grow up in Akron.
Right.
And I've just always viewed it as our region. And to me, it's like, wow, we're going to put a brand new stadium and some other stuff around it in our region. Great. That's the way I feel about it.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm not changing my song on any of this stuff. I would love for it to be in downtown Cleveland. I just don't see that happening. I think the politicians had ample time to try to figure this thing out before the lease is up, and they didn't. And so at some point, a business has to turn the page if they can't get something done with the city. And it sounds like the Browns were working hard to try to get something done with the city and the county at one point. And, you know, and maybe it was because we had a change in mayor. I don't know. I mean, politics dictates a lot of things that are going on in our world, but I mean, it doesn't look like that's going to happen. And we'll know on June 30th exactly what's going on, because if the state's going to give the money to the Browns to be able to develop this in Northeast Ohio in the city of Brook Park, then it sounds like it's a go. And then we can turn our attention in a positive way to see what will happen on the lakefront to try to develop that, to try to make that a better place. I look at this from a bunch of different angles, and politics makes me ill sometimes. That's all. Clark is in Cleveland. Hi, Clark. How are you?
What's up, fella? How's it going?
Good. Hi, how are you doing?
I'm hanging in there. So I could talk about this for 30 minutes. There's so many angles to it to me.
Sure.
You mentioned a couple things about...
Clark, do me one huge favor. Take me off speakerphone if you can.
All right.
Thanks.
All right. So...
Perfect.
A couple things I would say. People from the inner city Cleveland see the outside region differently, because I think the outside region sees inner city Cleveland differently, even though it's one region.
Mm-hmm.
I think they see it differently. But other than that, I do not like the idea of giving public funds to build something that, to my knowledge, will be wholly owned by a billionaire with no connections to this city or to this state. You know, the cautionary tale of, oh, this used to be here, it left, and now look what we're left with. That's what worries me also. Does Brook Park have any of the defense mechanisms built in that Cleveland got after the Browns left the first time? What happens 10 years from now when Jerry Jones,
Jimmy Haslam
wants to do something different? Can he pull up and leave Brook Park for dead? I feel like no one's thinking about how much power we are giving this man over Northeast Ohio. And I don't think he owes it. I think this is something that is potentially going to hurt us very badly in the future. And I think there's precedent for it already.
Right. Clark, you said that the Haslams don't have any connection to Northeast Ohio. If this thing goes through, they'll have 2 billion more connections to Northeast Ohio. They already own a team here.
Yeah.
They've developed Berea like crazy. $2 billion is a pretty serious connection.
Well, that's also something that they can sell. We say develop Berea like crazy. Okay, I'm not aware of that other than they.
Well, and there you go.
They've built up their facility. Also, you're talking about these jobs. These jobs are not the type of – are not transformative jobs. I mean, they're going to be part-time service jobs for the most
part. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Then why does Cleveland care that they're losing them?
Well, because Cleveland will still lose something. The businesses around there that have already existed are going to lose them. There's still more potential with the Browns being downtown than it is for them in Berea. The potential for the city and for the state, the potential and all the upside goes to Jerry Haslam in Berea.
Jimmy, but Clark, I mean, you do realize. So two things. I just want to point out. One, I mean, they only have that affects the city of Cleveland 10 dates a year. That's it. I mean, it's not if we were talking
it's
about the
not
Cavaliers,
a baseball team.
If we were talking about the Cavaliers, the Guardians, I would be wholeheartedly. The other problem here too is that I mean, if you want an NFL team, you're going to have a billionaire. You are. How many teams are not owned by a billionaire? Jeff, want to guess?
I'm guessing none of the 32.
Two. Mike Brown, according to Forbes, was listed at $925 million, so he's not there yet.
Aw.
And obviously the Packers.
Come on, Mike, we're pulling for you.
The Packers don't have a single owner. They have 537,000 stockholders.
Okay.
So that's just the way that looks. Okay, Joel is in a car. Hi, Joel.
It's Joe without the L.
Oh, I'm having a bad day with names today. Joe, how are you?
I'm great, and I'm especially great after hearing Ed Ostert. He was uncharacteristically non-stammering, succinct, direct, didn't stutter for a area politician, and he wasn't dramatic. And I think this is a great project. The area cannot fumble this. I mean, I grew up in the inner city. I experienced all of that. I'm a retired businessman, and we cannot fumble this. And I know the Browns started talking to the city with trying to talk to the ex-mayor years ago, 2017 or 16. And there were meetings that were canceled. People showed up, supernumeraries of the mayor, and they couldn't get anywhere. And this has been the problem with this area for so long. When I got out of college in 1970, we were number two in Fortune 200 headquarters. We were sixth largest city in the United States. The metro area now is probably 28th or 32nd. The city is about 53rd. Aurora, Illinois is bigger, and we've wasted and chased away business people. We can't chase away Jimmy Haslam. This is a terrific idea. The city once again dithered away and squandered a great opportunity, but it's irrevocable. I really don't know how fast that stadium is going to be,
how fast they can put
what
it up.
They're going to do with it.
Yeah, gotcha. Joel, thank you. Appreciate your phone call and your input. Let's take another phone call. Let's go to Gio in Cleveland. Hi, Gio.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Howdy.
Good. Just a little frustrated. You guys have been in Cleveland a long time, just like myself. Mm-hmm. I've moved away. I've watched other major communities work together with municipalities and state organizations and work together in harmony to build dome stadiums, build new stadiums, build new basketball arenas, et cetera, et cetera. This is just the most frustrating thing in the world when I hear people call from Cleveland and they talk about the money that they're going to lose. What more do you want? The city of Cleveland Metropolitan School District is the highest funded school district next to, I believe, California and New York. And yet we're dead last in test scores, dead last in attendance. I mean, everything that the city gets tax-wise from sports teams, the Cavs, the Browns, the Guardians, like, no matter what is it that Ronald Reagan once said? All great things built by men are destroyed by politicians. It's like these people have had more than 5 years. They've had 40 years to figure out the Brown situation. This is 15 years before Art Modell moved the team. They were talking about this. Every time a politician gets involved, it becomes a money grab. How much is enough for the people of the city of Cleveland? You're losing companies left and right, but yet people are moving in. Like, your social and civil services are the worst. What's the average 911 call is like an hour and 20 minutes. I mean, I live downtown. I live downtown in the flats. It's absolutely atrocious. We lose power once a week just because the grid system can't handle it. Our water pressure stinks. Anybody listening out there that lives downtown understands that. Like, what more is enough? Like we have trusted politicians to make decisions for corporations in this town for decades, and it's done nothing but squander that. And I listened to what Ed said about Brook Park. Brook Park has paid the ultimate price for political people playing games with corporations. He said there was 15, and I'm sorry I came in late, but I think he said 15,000 jobs, 13,000.
Yeah. They lost 14,000 jobs when Ford downsized.
Correct, and I get it, but once again, all of those were policy decisions that forced these companies to downsize. At what point does a businessman, Jeff, you hit the nail on the head, 2 billion reasons, this guy's going to invest more money than maybe potentially anybody else other than Dan Gilbert in the city of Cleveland and Sherwin-Williams, and we're over here trying to push him away. It's like we need to wake up as adults and understand that maybe our political leaders are not as bright and business savvy as we had imagined. I mean, the only thing they really run for is office. So why don't we listen to these business leaders? Look at what Detroit did. Dan Gilbert was part of that transformation, that renaissance. They listened to all of their city's founding CEOs and billionaires and said, what can we do to make this better? Instead of a politician saying, no, it's got to be my way or no way. Gotcha. I mean, it's as simple as trying to build a house in Cleveland. The building process in the city of Cleveland is a joke. It takes months.
Gotcha.
Months.
I'm sorry. Thank you. We do appreciate the phone call.
Great thoughts.
Well thought out. All right, we'll take more of your phone calls on this. And again, there was some Chris Renane stuff that we wanted to play from over the weekend. So we'll get to that. Omar Vizquel, 1 o'clock, all these things happening. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.